Welcome to The Practical Intuitive. We're each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're live in Seattle, Washington on a beautiful fall afternoon. I welcome your questions and comments, and I am here to help you understand that we are all intuitives and healers, all of us, every single one of us, and learning to tap into those abilities really makes our life better in many, many ways. So that's what I'm about here on the show. That's what I'm about on Facebook and social media, where we talk about those issues and different issues and Facebook Live. And you're also welcome to call in and chat and have a conversation with me or call in for a reading or a healing. The number is 202-570-7057. Or if you're shy and don't want to come on the radio, you can email me at robin@robinfritz.com. That's robynfritz.com. And as I discovered today, there's something called Facebook Messenger. Guess I'm behind the times. So I did pick up a couple of questions there this morning, and we'll get to those today. We'll try to get to those today. But first, I would like to start with a quick guided meditation with the crystal Fallon, the citrine Lemurian quartz, knowing that when you're sharing this hour with us, either live or in the archives, you are able to completely and easily tap into Fallon's energy. Depends on how your intuition works, which is strongest, seeing, hearing, feeling, or knowing. But as we get into the show and as you feel it, and I know I get emails from people telling me they felt him, they saw some light, that's awesome. That's what we're here for. So if you'll take a deep breath, imagine that we're connecting mind, body, and spirit closer together. And imagine that you're just getting yourself grounded and balanced in this space with us today. And as you breathe down from the top of your head, down your face, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet, the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And just feel the worries and anxieties and just the busyness of the day clearing out for you as you get settled deeper into your body. And know too that it's not just the earth you're connected to, but the element fire, air, and water, and of course to the overall larger spirit that connects us all. And now as you breathe up from your feet, past your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, and your crown chakra, which will be wide open, most likely if you feel energy, you'll notice it. Might be a little lightheaded during the hour, and that's connecting to Fallon. But many people see him as a gold light, and imagine that gold light flooding your heart and filling your heart and your body with love, with peace. And with each beat of your heart, it just floods your entire body. And let that be with you today. So today we are talking about, is reincarnation real? And we're going to talk a little bit about the concept of reincarnation. And what I always do is my personal experience with it, which will, I'm sure, resonate with you in different ways, because I think we're all experiencing some of the effects of reincarnation. And we're going to get to some email questions. I'd like to circle back to last week's subject on Atlantis and Lemuria because I had a few questions on that. But today was a very, very hard day if you're an American or if you're really anywhere in the world. And I can't start a show about love and peace without really tapping into not why people kill other people, why we're having mass murderers, why they are loose in our country, in the United States, but everywhere these days, why so many people hate other people. I'm not going to address those who hate. I'm going to tell you two quick stories that are going to make you smile and going to make you believe that despite the horrors of the news today for us in the United States, and I'm sure as it resonates across the world, that there are good people in the world, that you, each of you are one of them, that those who connect to this amazing forum at Om Times, who are spiritually and intuitively inclined and know that we are part of a collective whole that's striving towards love and peace and balance. I'm going to tell you two quick stories that are going to make you feel that, yes, it is possible for us to connect. So I have a little dog, Cavalier King Charles Spaniel III, Ollie, who's a reincarnation of Alki. Ollie is 2 years old, and this summer, for reasons I didn't quite understand, he suddenly became afraid of men. Now, he's not afraid of anybody, really, but he would shy away from men, and I was like, puzzled by it. Well, we live at a busy beach here in Seattle, and one day we were walking down the street, and in the evening, we have a lot of young people gathering here. They come from all over town. I guess it's a meetup for some of them, but they bring their friends. They're all young, you know, maybe they're 20, just thrilled to be at the beach. And as I walked by a group of five young men, one of them said, "Wow, I really like your dog." And I turned and I said, "Thank you. I appreciate that. But you know, he's been really kind of afraid of men lately." Well, let me tell you, all five of those young men jumped off the rail. They were sitting on the rail of the sidewalk there that borders the beach. All five men immediately got down on their knees and very gently held out their hands to little Ollie. I was like, "Come on, buddy, don't be afraid of us." And within a few minutes, Ollie was just calmly walking between all five of them and loving them up. And isn't that a wonderful thing? Complete strangers that would reach out and just try to comfort a little dog and help him get past whatever it was that made him afraid, okay? But it isn't just our dogs out there. I know you could say, well, and if we're going to be cynical on a day like today, oh, it's just because you had a really cute dog and everybody responds to dogs. So let me tell you another quick story. In Seattle this summer, we had a pretty miserable summer. I mean, a lot of people did. And of course, we didn't lose our homes here in Seattle like so many of our fellow citizens did. But we had a lot of smoke from wildfires, and I can't imagine with the people living near those wildfires how they could handle it. But it was pretty bad in Seattle. And so Ollie and I couldn't get the exercise that we normally do. As I'm still dealing with the after effects of a severe illness this winter, and breathing the air was not good for me, and I didn't want him breathing it. So we were out for a really short period of time. And one day we were out, and again, here's another group of four young men, and it's a very, very bad day. And I happen to know that our weather is not Seattle weather. It's weather from across the sound from us. So what they get across the sound is more like what we get here where I live. It's just how the patterns go. So the people across the sound were under a red alert, which meant, don't go outside for any reason. Are you crazy, people? Of course, I had to let Ollie do his thing, but we were out there, and these four young men were there, and they said, "Oh, we like your dog," and I said, "Yeah, thanks," and we chatted for a minute, and then I stopped, and I turned around and went back, because I just can't help interfering when I think I can help somebody, and I said, "Guys," I said, "you know, look around you. Do you see how bad it is out here?" And they go, "Yeah, it's been like that all summer. It's just awful." And I said, "Yeah, but here's the thing. We share the weather that they do across the way." I said, "And I have to be out here because my dog has to go to the bathroom." I said, "But you don't. And here's the thing. What they're saying over there is that we're under a red alert." And the guys, they looked at me and their eyes were wide and they go, like, "Really?" And I said, yeah, really. And I said, you know what? I want you guys to be young and healthy and strong. And I don't want you getting sick. And I don't want this air to affect your future. So will you please get in your cars and go somewhere where you can be inside and stay inside until the weather clears out, the smoke clears out, and it's safe for you to come back to the beach? And they kind of just looked at me and they were like, okay, lady. And I turned to walk away, and then I heard it. One voice said, God bless you, ma'am. So there you go. Two good stories of what it's like to really connect in the world on a peaceful basis and to help you realize that, love is real, connection is real, and those who are disturbed, those who are committing these horrific crimes, they're the minority. They are not the majority. We are the majority. So take that with you today. And now we're just almost ready to jump into the break here. And I want to just leap back very quickly into, I'll leave the conversation of Lemuria and Atlantis to the end. I want to just start briefly on the topic of whether reincarnation is real or not, and to look back at the fact that there are a lot of religions, for example, who don't accept reincarnation. They say it isn't possible. And one of the chief opponents of reincarnation is the Catholic Church, which I was born and raised in. And yet, for the first few hundred years of the Catholic Church's existence, they not only believed and supported reincarnation, but they had women priests and bishops, neither of which, none of which, none of those things are welcome today in that religious group. So, let's talk about that when it comes back. And for questions, call in 202-570-7057.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
This segment of The Practical Intuitive is brought to you by Terry Kent of AmberstonePets.com. Years ago, Terry struggled with fleas and ticks on her four dogs but ruled out pesticides. Then she heard about raw Baltic amber. A fossilized tree resin, raw Baltic amber, has been used for years in Europe to protect cats and dogs from fleas and ticks. Terry founded AmberstonePets.com 8 years ago to offer safe, organic, and beautiful pet collars that naturally repel fleas and ticks. How? The amber's aromatic properties are released into the pet's coat and spread by body oils from friction and body heat. The collars are available in several styles for cats and dogs, from kittens and puppies to giant breeds. Visit AmberstonePets.com, choose raw Baltic amber collars for your pets, and enter Om Times at checkout for free shipping. Order today at AmberstonePets.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then boom! Everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee,
and they recycle it to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're live in Seattle, Washington. Have a question, a comment, or want a free quick reading, please call in at 202-570-7057. And if you're shy, just email me at robin@robinfritz.com, R-O-B-Y-N-F-R-I-T-Z. So I'd like to circle back quickly to Terry Kent at amberstonepets.com, because Terry's created a product for Om Times listeners, and you can find it at her online store at amberstonepets.com, and necklaces, bracelets, and anklets for pain relief and anti-inflammatory purposes. Raw Baltic Amber has been used for pain relief and anti-inflammatory purposes for many, many hundreds of years. It may be familiar with if you've had children try with teething, but she's created a necklace for you, and I hooked her up with a crystal supplier to put a little piece of pure clear quartz on there and some turquoise. So the quartz will amplify the work of the raw Baltic Amber, and the turquoise will help grounding and balance. It's a tremendous product for you if you're suffering from pain, or for friends or family members. And the holidays are coming, so take a look at that. So now I want to circle back here and take a couple of email questions that I got. And one of them is really, really cool. So, Rachel, if you're listening, Rachel sent me an email to my website, and she'd been listening to my show, and thank goodness, I love that, Rachel, but she was talking about how much she enjoyed it, and she liked my practical approach to intuition, and she was going to play podcasts on a long drive that she was taking with her mother. Upcoming. I'm not sure if she's left on that drive yet or not, but I wanted to say one thing there. Thank you, Rachel, for that wonderful email. It feels great when people write and tell me that they like my show. And also, I wanted to warn you to carry an emergency road kit with you. Watch out for a flat tire, friend. That's my psychic take for the week. And relax around the podcast that you're taking on the trip, because your mom's more open than you realize. So just tell her how much fun you had, and you say, hey, you want to join in this with me? And just tell me what you think. And you'll have some fun together. And I also want to say a special thanks to Rachel, because she was a little shy about sharing her intuitive insight. Now, remember I saying we are all intuitives and healers. Well, she blessed me on that day, because she said, you know, while you were talking on the radio, I saw a man in your kitchen. You know, person with what? It's just me in the house and the dog and the cat and my office where I do the radio show. I cannot see the kitchen at all. And then I realized, oh, no, she's talking about intuitively seeing a kitchen and a man in my kitchen making what she thought was tea and toast, and his concern and kindness, being kind and thoughtful and thinking about me. And she just wanted me to know she saw him. And she saw my dad, Ray, who died in 1994 and works with me when I work with the afterlife, when I work with as a medium and other things. And so I just wanted to say thank you, Rachel. You gifted me with not only a compliment, but an insight into my dad. And I really, really appreciate it. I also had another email, which we're going to talk about now, that we're going to leap into the subject of reincarnation and if it's real. And the question is really, what do you think? What is your experience? I mean, have you ever experienced anything reincarnating? Those of us who have animals as family members, we're more and more experiencing this, our animals coming back to us. And truth is, we used to all the time. And my experience with reincarnation over the years, and watching what people do, and especially Now, my experience as a past life regression specialist in helping people tap into what their souls know about them. Oh my gosh, it is so fascinating. Because you've got people, when you're holding a big enough space for them, which I do, and you're looking at, you know, a lifetime where they're not just resolving fears and phobias, I take them back to tap skills and abilities they had in previous lifetimes to bring those forward so they can work with them now if that's what they're interested in. Because usually people show up here and they say they're interested in something. We find out it's because they were able to do this in previous lifetimes. And I know from talking with my animals who never forget their previous lifetimes, and part of the reason is that they're just more laid back about it. We humans are too analytical. We're too skeptical. And I'm speaking first and foremost for myself. I would not be here today doing the work that I'm doing if it took me more than 5 minutes to learn to communicate with my dog. I say that laughing in all seriousness, but the reason I was trying to communicate with my dog was that a month before, she'd gotten us out of the house about 2 minutes ahead of a major earthquake in Seattle. She knew it was coming. Right. So there's more going on in the world than we know. And unfortunately, humans are usually the last to know about it on the intuitive and healing realms. And that's because we let our brains get in the way of literally everything. So, you know, a lot of people are noticing their inability to understand what's going on in their body is because we're just living in our heads. And I'm not sure if any other time and period humans live just in their heads like we're doing now. Because when I talk to my kids and like Ollie, who came back to me in October of 2015, so we're almost at our 2-year anniversary together. He said, oh, we've had a harder time finding each other in previous lifetimes. And I thought, like, oh my God, really? But they remember that and we don't, you know, and it is not that hard to just relax around it and then start remembering, but you have to get out of your heads first. So what does that have to do with religion and culture? Well, I have a cynical reaction to that, if you'd like, but the ideas and social customs mess us up. Politics and culture mess us up. And the idea of reincarnation, the idea that, you know, for example, it's okay to have women priests and bishops, you know, those things were traditional in the church that I was raised in centuries ago. And then a group of men got together and decided it wasn't acceptable anymore. Well, they decided that on a human level, but where did they break away from the spiritual connections? Where did we lose that insight into just our essential natures, which include what our soul is up to? So if you think and understand that your soul is eternal, which it is, then why do you think your soul would like go away when your body dies? Because that doesn't make any sense, right? And we're all logical people. And foremost, we're logical, right? We are analytical, right? And we're skeptical, right? So answer that question first for yourself. If your soul is eternal, then what do you think happens to it when your body dies? Now, a lot of people don't believe in the soul. And I don't know, why is that? What's the deal there? You know, what are you afraid of that you don't want to believe in your soul? Can't answer that for you. But what about reincarnation? Well, there are some mindsets that say reincarnation is part of a karmic wheel we're on, and coming back in a new body is a form of punishment where you have to get rid of something called karma, something you got messed up in a previous lifetime. And really, people, I just get all antsy when people talk about karma, because I don't actually believe in karma. I don't believe in things that you have to go back and fix because you're doing something wrong, or because you're bad, or because you messed it up and you have to do it over and over again. And you have to do it over and over again because eventually you're going to get to that end point of existence, nirvana, some mysterious divine place. Well, why would you want to get to the end point of existence? I mean, like, what fun would that be? And has anyone ever actually described the end result of a reincarnation cycle in these mindsets? So what happens when you get to the end of existence? Like pop goes a balloon? I don't know. When you reach for perfection, what happens next? Do you have fun? What do you get to do? Yeah. I may be the only person in the world that has these thoughts, but I'm asking you, and you can email me and we can continue this conversation in future shows, but what does that mean to you that you have to come back over and over again to fix something? Because that's not what's happening in the reincarnation scenarios that I see. And I have to tell you, no one knows what happens when you get to that mythical nirvana because it has never happened before. Because the soul is eternal and it keeps going on and having new experiences. Yeah, you can take a break. You can hang out in the afterlife. And oh my God, did they do amazing, fun things in the afterlife. But, you know, reincarnation is really happening all around you. It's always happened. And this is like the only time, I think, in history that we've forgotten that. And ask yourself why we've forgotten that. There's so many of us that, you know, somebody needs to put a lid on us, right? To control us, to tell us how to think, to how to worship, to how to feel. And if you believe that you could come back again, what kind of control would they have over you? I sound like a conspiracy theorist, but think about it. If you believed you could reincarnate, what could you do? What would you do now? What would you be open to and what would you not be open to in terms of what you do on a daily basis, what you believe in, what your society tells you to think, what your religious tradition tells you to think? I mean, I've had people who've made appointments to have past life regressions and then called me up and canceled because their religion said it was wrong. And I'm like, really? I don't know if there's actually a proscription on a religious subject that says that you can't believe in reincarnation, but why would you just believe what somebody else told you? Which is like, why would you believe me? Well, only if it resonates with you. I'm not asking you to believe in something if it doesn't feel like something is possible to you. But have you ever actually sat down and thought about what you might have done in a previous lifetime, what you might have experienced? Because I know when I was first, before I was even thinking about it, I was waking up in the morning and having spontaneous past life regressions. I didn't even know what they were. I was like, what the heck? Took a friend, you know, to say, hey, guess what? I think you're, you know, remembering past lives. And it's like, oh, okay. Well, let's check that out. How would you go about thinking what you experienced in a past life? We'll talk about that after the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from Spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14?
31? I mean, 13?
He took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. I realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're live in Seattle, Washington. So we're talking about, I'm talking about reincarnation. If you have a question or a comment or you want a free reading, just call in at 202-570-7057. As I said, I did have a few email requests. We'll get to another one here in a minute, as it does have to do with reincarnation. But this is an opportunity for us to just sit back and reflect. Okay, let me tell you a story. Years and years ago, I have to say how many years ago, because there's a point at which a woman does not reveal her age, no matter how much she believes in reincarnation. And years and years ago, I had a beautiful dog. Her name was Maggie, and she was an English Cocker Spaniel. And I was living in Michigan at the time, and I was throwing a ball for her to fetch, and Maggie just didn't fetch. She just didn't get it. And I used to think that Maggie was the dumbest dog in the universe, and actually she was very, very bright. She was just bright about things that weren't doggy, and I wasn't bright enough to understand that. So, you know, we all get to grow up, right? We all get to learn and experience things. But I do remember, I'd throw the ball for her, and I'd go, like, fetch, Maggie. And she'd go and chase the ball, and then she'd look at me and, like, whatever, you know, so I'd have to fetch the ball. So one day I threw the ball and she didn't fetch it, and I went and got it, and I sat back down, and she climbed into my lap on the floor. And I said, Maggie, if you ever come back to me, would you please be able to fetch? If you ever decide to reincarnate with me, would you please learn how to fetch? And I was just like stunned at myself, because I don't think I'd ever really thought about reincarnation. There certainly back then wasn't very much out about it. If I even thought to look for it, it just spontaneously popped out of me. So then what? You know, I just let that go, you know, and I didn't think about it again. And Maggie died horribly, and as happens. And 12 years went by before I got another dog. And that dog was Murphy, my first Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. Murphy Brown was her name. And she was pretty much in charge from day one. And she's the one that I really learned about intuition and animal communication and all kinds of things from, because, you know, she took no prisoners. She was like, wake up, you know, wake up, figure out what's going on in the world. So I pick up this, you know, well, how old was she? 11-week-old puppy in October, okay, 1998. October is a big month in my life. October 1998. And I go down and I meet this dog, okay? And I had not met her in person. I just dealt with the breeder over the phone. And so I'd never seen this dog. And I had to drive a couple hours south to pick her up. And as I walked in the door, there were two adult dogs, and there was this puppy, and this puppy was bouncing up and down. And as the puppy bounced up and our eyes met, I saw her literally do a double take. And I heard this voice in my head, and I didn't even know what animal communication or intuition was at the time. Heard this voice in my head say, oh, it's you. You know, and I was like, I felt the same way. It's like, but how did I feel that way about a dog I'd never met? You know, it was like, oh, I remember you, kind of thing. And so, you know, shrugged that off, and I get home with her the next morning. I threw a ball, and I said, fetch. And she ran after the ball. She grabbed it. She picked it up. She ran back to me, and she dropped it in my lap. And she looked at me and gave me this huge grin, like, gotcha. And I remember that time when I had asked Maggie if she would come back, if she wanted to come back to me, if she would learn how to fetch. It still took me 3 years to figure out what was going on. And, you know, That's why I'm out doing what I'm doing today. Because I want everybody else to get to these ideas and to figure out how they fit into their life faster and easier than I did. Essentially, it's finding our way to love. It's finding our way to looking at a bigger world than we can ever imagine. And the world is pretty big as it is, right? But it's so much bigger, and there's so much more involved. And we have been cut off from it for so long that I think that's a lot of what we're suffering from now in our society is anxiety over this collective amnesia that's descended on us over the past few hundred years. And it's, you know, we've learned a lot. We've grown a lot. Oh, my God, I would not go back to life without electricity or, you know, running water or grocery stores or house cats. You know, I mean, it's wonderful. I love progress. But what have we learned from that? So what do you think about reincarnation in that aspect? If you believed in reincarnation, oh, and by the way, it took me 3 years to figure out that Murphy was a reincarnation of Maggie. And then because reincarnation plays weirdly at my house, that soul went back into another body. And so at the same time in my house, I had two different dogs with the same soul. And that soul is back as Ollie. And then I had a cat, you know, that the dogs insisted on getting. And that cat was a chicken when I was a little girl, my beloved chicken Tweety. Okay, I know it sounds funny, but she was my soulmate back then. And now that cat is reincarnated as my kitten Carrot. So I'm familiar with reincarnation and how it goes about with our animals. With people, it's harder. Both my parents are gone. My mom has reincarnated. My dad has not. We'll talk about this the last 2 weeks in October. We're talking about death in the afterlife and mediumship. But my dad runs what I call a way station for dead things on the other side, because there's nothing traditional in my household. But my dad works with me when I work as a medium and other things, because he's my dad and he's around. And that's the way it is. But my mom is reincarnated, and yet when I call on her, when someone in the family passes away, I can say, hey, Mom, get over to Dad's way station. So-and-so is coming through, and she'll be there. So what does that mean about reincarnation? You know, I'm going to talk about this in upcoming webinars, but here's what I know and understand is that your soul is eternal, right? But it has multiple experiences, which is why we live and die and live and die and live and die over time. Unless you're like my crystal Fallon, who's like so many thousands of years old, because he's a crystal and a rare crystal at that. But if you're reincarnating time after time, you know, what are you bringing back with you and what are your experiences and how are you experiencing them? So my mom is reincarnated, but the piece of her that was my mom remains in the afterlife. So it's there doing whatever it's doing while she's here in a new body. And I know kind of where she is, nowhere where I'm ever going to get to. And it's kind of a weird feeling to think, wow, your mom's reincarnated. And, like, why did she do that? And because she wanted to experience love and in a different way than she'd experienced it before. So we never really know exactly what everybody's up to. But if you thought about reincarnation for yourself, what are you thinking about? Would you want to reincarnate? Would you, if you knew you could reincarnate, if you knew you were that much in control, that your life here was about growing your soul, and ultimately what I've learned from the dead is learning to love ourselves, alive and dead, and into the afterlife, and then back again for whatever experience we want to choose to have with our soul that time, what would you do? Right now, if you really believed in reincarnation. What are you here to do? I know a lot of people come to me, they want to, what am I here to do? Well, you're here to love yourself. You're here to grow your soul. And beyond that, it's up to you. It's a choice. You know, and bad things happen and good things happen too. It's like you're born, crap happens, fun happens, you die. You know, that's my philosophy, but it's, you know, it's kind of how I see things happening. But that doesn't mean you can't take joy in it and have a great time while you're doing it. So would you work really hard to create create a great life now if you knew that you were going to keep doing that again? Or would you be too oppressed to enjoy life and say, oh crap, I really messed this life up and now I have to go back and do it again? You know, like I get tired sometimes and I think, oh my God, am I going to come back and be tired again? Yep. If we come back, that's what's going to happen. We're going to get tired. We'll also have a lot of fun. But what about your future lifetimes, having new experiences with the loved ones? I've had many, many lifetimes with my dad. They weren't all good. And I wasn't always his daughter, but I was a lot of the time. I hesitate to recommend to people go to find out, you know, what their, you know, past lives were with their current families, because what if your daughter was your husband in a previous life? Or it's kind of creepy in that way. But I'll have to say reincarnation is fascinating. It gives us insight into our soul, but in some ways it's a waste of time because we're here to experience our current lifetimes in whatever body we've picked. If we can tap information from previous lifetimes and use that to make ourselves or the world that we're living in better, awesome. But if you're just playing a game, you know, to find out what it was, you know, I'd caution you about that. It is a serious business. It has really happened. But it is a good exercise. How do you want to live your life? And why do we do whatever it is we do at home and at work? Why did we choose that particular profession? Or did we just fall into it? Did we take a break from something we wanted to do and we're out now doing something else just to take a break? But if you believe that you had uncensored future lives where nothing... make you pay for something bad that you did. If you looked at, you could have a future life, that you could pick that life and you would want to grow your soul in a particular way, what would happen for the planet? What would happen for your family and friends and for your communities? What would that look like? And you know, there are people, and I've worked on with clients, who are looking into their future lives. And I've had those experiences too. Very vivid. Future life memories. So we'll be back after the break.
Free your mind, expand your soul. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the U.S. never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live in Seattle, Washington, and we're wrapping up a wide-ranging conversation on whether or not reincarnation is real. ultimately, you know, you get to pick and choose whatever you want to believe in. I'm a big believer in picking and choosing what you want to believe in. And I know from my personal experience that reincarnation is real. And I, you know, promise my clients and my listeners here on the show, I never talk about something that I don't experience, that I don't know about firsthand. And I don't teach anything that I don't personally experience. And I know reincarnation is real. I've seen it happen over and over with my animals. And actually, the soul that's in my dog today, that was in my last three dogs, you know, was human the first time that I knew this soul in this lifetime was in a human body. So I know it's an exceptional soul. I know it's an extremely old and crafty soul. Both my kids are, the cat and the dog. And maybe that's just my lot in life to be dealing with crafty old souls. Because I guess not all of them are as old as these guys. But I hear that there are new souls out there. I haven't actually met any that I really thought were old souls. I thought they were new souls. I thought we've all experienced things. I know I experienced lifetimes in different places. But it's a complicated subject. I'm certainly going to be talking about it coming up here in a webinar. But one thing that I wanted to leave you with today in thinking about reincarnation is to think about it on an intellectual and then on a heart level or soul level basis. You know, you don't have to worry about, like, people are talking about, oh, well, time is, you know, everything, past, present, and future all together, and it's all the same. You know, it's like, why do you want to bother thinking? It matters to me. And you can think about it intellectually. You can try to drop in things like quantum physics, which we know are just things that people make up. But the real truth of life is your existence here today. Grow your soul in the best way that you can. Have the most delightful experiences that you can. And when you die and you go into the afterlife, you can sit back and look at this life and go, okay, what was it that I said I was going to do again? Because humans are remarkable at our ability to not remember a damn thing from the afterlife. Our dogs and our cats and our horses, they all remember that really easily. So, think about that. You know, I mean, in many ways, humans are kind of at the bottom of the totem pole in being able to live and deal with these concepts. And that's, you know, maybe part of why we're here as humans. You know, and I've thought about that. Maybe we came back as humans because we had a lot more to learn than we thought we did, and we need to get past those intellectual blocks in us. I mean, why is it wrong to think that you've been here before? You know, and I think that's a particular American thing. I was in Italy one time visiting a convent about where a person had lived some hundreds of years ago, and I'd always been interested in her life. And I was there at the gift shop, and I was there with my goddaughter and this little woman who was running, a nun running the gift shop there. She looks up and she sees me, and her eyes went wide. And she just looked at me, and I'm like, what the heck is her problem? And then she came over, and she very, very deferentially took my hand, and she led me to the cell where this person had lived. And she's like trying to talk to me, and I don't understand a word of Italian because I'm one of those Americans who doesn't learn other languages. And she's trying to get me to go into the cell, and she just kind of pushed me in there, like, go in there, you need to go in there, you know. The thing of it is that I looked at her and I was like, oh, I know her, you know, and so I did, and she knew me right off the bat. So maybe it's our culture that we live in, and we're very much in the moment culture here in the United States, and I guess most of what the so-called first world countries are. So take a moment and just sit back when you have time and think about what the role of reincarnation might be in your life. And about, you know, call your impressions, email me your impressions, or any questions you might have about it. And let's talk about it more at future shows. But I do want to touch briefly on an email that I found in Facebook Messenger, which I still don't know what that is, from a sweet young man who lost his pet in July and had purchased a copy of my little ebook called Finding Oliver, which is a chapter out of my book on the dead, and it's how and why our animals reincarnate with us. And he wanted to know if his 4.5-month-old puppy would come back to me, him, and he was grieving, he missed him, and his life is devastated. And to him I would say, I am so sorry that you lost your puppy, especially at such a young age. It's devastating. It's devastating to lose them at any age, but when they barely got a start in life, they're robbed and you're robbed. And I'm sorry about that. And reincarnation doesn't always happen. Do animals reincarnate? Yes, no, and maybe. And the thing of it is, as we'll talk about in my upcoming webinars, and I can talk about in future shows, it's not up to us, it's up to them. And if you ask them to come back, and they're in this companion body soul frame, they might do that just to please you, but it's not necessarily what they would have chosen for their next soul experience. So you have to be careful about looking at that, about asking. I never asked any of my kids to come back. And the one that I thought I loved the most, Murphy, she didn't come back, even though she was the same soul. She stayed in the afterlife because that was her choice. She offered to come back if I really wanted her, and I wouldn't do that. And so I'm urging you to think about what you want them to do. You want them to grow their soul. So invite your puppy or your deceased loved ones to grow their souls and to connect with you. And if they want to come back, then you're open to that. But don't ask them to come back, because it's the same, really it's the same concept of as cloning. You know, scientists have been able to figure out how to clone a dog. And people are paying $100,000 or more, United States dollars or more now probably, to reincarnate, say, their golden retriever. Well, they love that dog and they want that dog back. But taking the cells and reincarnating, they're not reincarnating anything. They're just creating a new body. But that soul is not there. It's a different soul that comes into that body. So they want their original dog back. They don't want a copy of it. But that's what cloning is. It's a copy. And my animals who have reincarnated are different personalities. Oliver, I'm beginning to question that, because the other day he was very adamant about, I'm Alki, and I remember being Alki. And yeah, that's a different story entirely. But we'll come back to that in future shows. Today I just wanted to start you thinking about psychologically and spiritually and intuitively, what does reincarnation mean to you, and how can we deal with that in our lives today, and how does that enrich our lives? So I'm also going to invite you quickly here, because we're running out of time, to first tell you what's happening in upcoming shows. Next Monday, we're going to talk about crystals, because I love crystals, and then I'll tell you the story of Fallon if we get to it. October 16th, we're going to talk about clearing ourselves and our spaces, and October 23rd and 30th, what really happens when we die. And I know there are lots of mediums out there who don't agree with me at all about what I experienced, and that's fine for them, whatever. But join me. Email questions you have about crystals, space clearing, what happens when we die, and we will jump into them. But I also would like to invite you to join me at my upcoming webinars at the Experts platform at Learn It Live, experts.omtimes.com/Robin Fritz, RobynFritz. October 5th, this Thursday at noon, we're going to talk about, yes, ancient Atlantis and Lemuria, what that means to us today. October 11th at noon, and these are all Pacific time, so that's 3 Eastern time. Animals, the afterlife, and reincarnation. We're going to talk more about that. That's $15, I think. October 12th, working and healing with crystals. We're going to have lots of fun with that one. And I'm going to try to do a crystal webinar every month, and I'm working with a crystal dealer on that to be able to provide you with real crystals to work with. But for the October 12th webinar, if you have a piece of quartz, bring it to the webinar. October 19th, clearing our cells and our spaces. Yes, I'm having a busy month of webinars because November and December, we're going to back off a little bit so that people can experience their holidays. So October 5th, claiming home from Lemuria to Atlantis. See, I can't even pronounce that, even though Fallon is from Lemuria, as well are most of us. It's free at noon Pacific time. The other webinars, October 11th, 12th, and 19th, I believe are $15. So please join me for those. And now, as we get ready to end the day, I want you to heal yourself, to those of you who are Americans, to heal the grief that we're suffering today, the shock and dismay and the, oh my God, are we doing this again? And send love and peace to ourselves and to the world by crossing your hands on your heart and just breathing in energy. And it isn't your energy you're breathing in. It's the energy of the universe, what I call the DNA of the universe. And it's sentient, it's aware, and it knows exactly what to do. And you breathe it into the palms of your hands, hold your palms in front of your face. And as you breathe into your palms, feel that air and imagine that to be this energy. It's not you, it's it. And then hold your palms out so that your energy can go wherever it needs to go today to support and nourish and add to the great, beautiful strength that we can all add to the world. And hands on your heart, breathe that energy in, breathe into your palms and back on your heart again, bringing love and peace to you, health, good wishes. Let's talk again about reincarnation, and thank you for joining us today. Peace.